Hi, welcome back to Redefined by Love. I'm your host of Redefined by Love. My name is Jennifer McPherson, and I am so excited to be back with you guys for our third season of doing this podcast, right? So what is Redefined by Love, just in case you're new here, right? Redefined by Love is a space where we seek to literally transform our lives from the inside out. And how do we do this? We do this by redefining everything through the lens of the love of God. So if you're a person that has cycles that you continually come against, you don't have the life that you want, you don't see the life that is mirrored in the scriptures, and you are ready to allow your perception to be redefined through the lens of God's love, then you have found the right place, because that is what we do here. And if you're longing to understand your identity through the lens of Christ, that is a big piece of what we talk about here on the podcast. So I'm really excited because this is our third season of doing this podcast. And to be honest with you, when I started the podcast, truthfully, I didn't know what it was going to be like. I didn't know anything about podcasts. I didn't know how to make the videos. I didn't know how to do any of that stuff. And honestly, the Lord taught me how to do it all. Right. And so here we are, three seasons in, and I'm really excited about what we're going to have this season, because we are going to have a lot more guests this season. Some really great people that I know who have some amazing testimonies that they're going to come and speak with us and share. So if you are a person that likes that type of content and you're interested in knowing more and connecting with us, number one, definitely follow and subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're hearing this on or seeing this on. But also, please do, by all means, go over to our YouTube channel. You can follow us on YouTube at Lord Send Me Counseling and Training. You can also follow us on Facebook at the same name, Instagram at the same name. So with that being said, today I'd like to jump right into a message that has the power to redefine how we're looking at all of the crazy things that are happening right now in the earth. So there is a lot going on. And if you're sensitive in the spirit, if you can feel these things happening, it can feel kind of like you're losing your mind, because it's like, wait, all the things that I thought were normal, all the things that I thought were a given, they're being all shuffled and everything seems kind of crazy and nutty, right? And so this season, we are going to focus a lot on the transformation process, how we allow our lives to be transfigured into the image of Christ, and we begin to show up in the earth as manifest sons of God, or what the Lord has shown me to call image bearers. Okay. And I have a really cool testimony about that that I'm going to actually share at some point throughout this season. But that is what this season's focus is going to be. Right. So today, though, kind of like to get us started, we're going to step right into a message. And this is a message that I call the tension between two ages. And you might say, okay, well, what does that have to do with me being transformed from the inside out? Well, part of it is this, right? The tension that exists between ages is because there is something that we are leaving from a chapter that is closing, a time frame that is coming to a conclusion, right? And we are walking into something that is being started or built up, right? And there is a different posture that has to be adopted in order to do that effectively. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about leaving a relationship and starting a new relationship. It doesn't matter if we're talking about making changes to your finances. It doesn't matter if it's a health thing. It doesn't matter what it is. All things have an ending. And when the end comes, we have to transition, right? And if we approach the new thing that is happening with the same mindset and opinions and perspectives as we did the old, what happens? We often will get stuck. We will get frustrated. We will lack the ability to really fully walk into what God has for us, right? And so today, we're going to talk about the tension between two ages, okay? And so I had a period here a couple weeks ago where the Lord spoke to me, okay? I was praying for someone that is near and dear to my heart that I know. And when I was praying with this individual, the Lord spoke to me and he said, tell him that he's standing in the hallway between two ages. And I said, okay. You know, and the Lord gave me a more of a word, you know, he elaborated a little bit and that's more of a personal thing that I gave to this person. But then a couple of days later, like a week later, when I was working on this message for to bring to church that I minister at, that I'm a pastor at, the Lord told me, tell them that you are all standing in the hallway between two ages. Okay. And what the Lord began to show me is he showed me a picture. And I like to tell people this picture I saw was actually mind-boggling, right? The picture that the Lord showed me was tectonic plates. And if you know anything about science, and no, this is not a scientific channel. Podcast. So you don't have to know science to be here, but it's a curious way to talk about this, right? What the Lord showed me was a picture of tectonic plates. And if you remember in science, in earth science, which pretty much everybody takes in high school or in college, but in earth science, we talked about the tectonic plates and what happened with the tectonic plates. Well, they began to shift and move. And when they moved and shifted, literally the placement of the continents shifted. And the Lord says that is what is happening right now in the spirit realm for all of us. We are experiencing a shifting of the tectonic plates. And what does that translate to? That translates to the core of what you've known, of what you've become comfortable with, of the things that you've grown to expect in life to be a given, they are being shifted. And if you lie to yourself and say, this doesn't bother me, it's not uncomfortable, well, I know you're lying because it is uncomfortable. It's quite uncomfortable to feel that shift. Why is it uncomfortable? Because when we feel that shift, what we're encountering is anywhere that we have not laid foundation on Christ Jesus. Because that's the beautiful thing about Jesus. Wherever we've laid foundation on him, we will be still standing firm. But anywhere in our lives where we've laid foundations on something else, where we've laid foundation on someone else or a system, right, that isn't Christ-based, then we will see and feel the shift. And we all do this, right? And this is how we begin to understand and see and have it revealed to us where we need to make changes, right? And so the Lord gave me this picture, this analogy, and he said, there is a hallway where we're standing. And in this hallway, it is going to be unfamiliar, yet familiar. And that might be a crazy thought, right? But we're standing here and we are watching as things change and shift and alter and adjust. And as we're standing here, we're asking the Lord, okay, what do I do next? And the Lord told me that there are three distinct groups of people that we will find in the hallway. Okay. And he said the first group of people are those who are tethered to the old ways. They are comfortable with the way things were. They are waiting to try to figure out how they can reinstall the system. They want things to stay how they are, stay how they've always been. Why? Because that way there is a component, a delusion of control. So if you're in the hallway and your only desire is to go back to what you knew, that is you. You are this type of person, or this is what mindset you're in right now. You're uncomfortable with the unknown, right? To the degree that you just want to reassert and replant the same thing that already has been closed, has been changed, has been shifted, right? And the second type of person that we have in the hallway are those who are taking a wait and see approach, right? So, you know, God has transitioning you from one thing to the next, but you've decided, I'm just going to wait and see what happens. I'm going to see what doors open. I'm going to see if things work out. I'm going to see how this new thing God is doing is going to pan out, right? And if I'm comfortable, I'll go with it. If not, I'll go back to the old. So you really are in limbo. You haven't made a decision, right? And that's what it is to be the waiting it out person. But then there's the third type of people. Now, these are the ones that are the fiery ones, the sons of God, the daughters of God, the ones who feel the shift, the ones who feel that God is moving us in a different direction, and the ones who have said, I don't care what comes, come what may, I want to do what I see my Father doing and say what I hear my Father saying. I don't want an old system that my Father has said has lived its time. I'm willing to let go of the systems to which I may have been connected, right? And I'm ready to walk into whatever the Lord is having me walk into. This podcast is for the third group of people. It is for the ones who are ready to attach and latch themselves to the reality of union in Christ and acquaint themselves with what life in union with Christ really means and what it looks like, even if it feels uncertain at moments. So something has already happened. So I hear a lot of messages that talk about what God is going to do in the future and what's going to happen and what's coming around the corner and we better watch out and this and that. But the reality is something already happened. A change, a shift already happened. This is not the first time there's been a shift like this at the cosmic level, right? We are in one, but this isn't the first one. Right. And the Lord began to speak to me about 2 Corinthians 5:17. And if you're not familiar, I will read that verse here for you. It's one of my favorites. It's a life verse for me. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, now, if anyone is enfolded, and this is the Passion Translation. Now, if anyone is enfolded in Christ, he has become an entirely new person, or some translations say a new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new. What is this saying? This is saying that something happened. Union changes everything. And I don't care where you are, where you've been, what you've been through, what your life has looked like, how much trauma or abuse or stress or whatever you came out of, addiction, does not matter. Your Bible says that Christ reconciled all humanity in himself. So you are invited in Christ, and we are unveiling truth through the power of the Holy Spirit, right? So that feeling that you feel, if you're listening to me right now and you are getting this feeling, and you before this time, you never knew Jesus, you never thought of yourself as being in union to him, you never thought about yourself as being a believer in Christ, right? And you're like, I don't know, this girl, she does not know what I've been through. She does not know what I've experienced. She does not know the things that have happened in my life, right? Let me tell you something. I'm sure whatever has happened in your life was horrible. I'm sure that whatever you've been through was truly unbearable in your eyes. But I want to tell you that a moment in the heart of the Father, a moment in the eyes of the Son, can 100% shift and change everything. Does not matter what you've been through. I'm not saying it doesn't matter, but it cannot stop what God wants to do through your life, okay? And so here we are thinking about this from this perspective. So it says, all things that related to the old order have vanished and everything is fresh and new. So this happens in us first. And in order for us to understand the cosmic level shift, we have to understand the individual shift that happens in us as people, right? So as a person, I was once Jennifer. Everything I did, everything I thought, everything I felt, everything I pursued was about me. But then I was made aware of a change that happened. Something that shifted the very cosmos and therefore shifted me and took me out of darkness and into his marvelous light. It birthed in me the reality of a new creation. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. And that means that now I'm living not my own life. I am living out the Christ life. So everything has changed, right? And so I have to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit to speak to me and show me and tell me which ways to go, right? And that is true for you as well. You are living in a new reality. So religion would tell you that there's this long, drawn out, lifelong process and battle. But Jesus says you are already new. In fact, in the Greek where this language was originally written for this scripture, it says that we are a kainos creation. And that word kainos is a Greek word that means unprecedented, never before seen, heard, or imagined, right? And I did not invent this. This is not my message. This is something that I became aware of a few years ago, to be honest. Even though I had known Jesus my entire life, it's been about 5 years since I started hearing this message that way. I am a new creation. Like, I don't have to fight and battle and work my way into this. I am of the incorruptible seed of Christ. So there is nothing that can corrupt or stop the process of that seed bearing fruit. That's what the scripture that says, Christ in me is the hope of glory. That's what it means. I will manifest Christ. You will manifest Christ in your life, right? And this tension that exists between the two doors, between the two ages, it wants to tell you that going back is an option. I'm going to tell you going back is not an option. The only option is to go forward in Christ, right? So I have experienced leaving behind things that I never thought I would be able to leave behind. I left behind relationships. I've left behind career ambitions. I've left behind mindsets, thoughts, opinions, sentiments, all types of things, right? Because I became aware that I'm a new creation in Christ. And those things, they don't fit with this new life. Okay? And so here's what we want to talk about next, right? There is something so beautiful that we get to experience and come into. So this is not a message telling you you got to fight your way into what God is doing. It's actually telling you that you are already seated in Christ in heavenly places. So you are already seated in the heavenly realm, right? And transformation comes from gazing at the beloved, gazing at the Son. Transformation happens because the Bible says that you become what you behold. So whatever season you might find yourself in right now, whatever tough situations you might be navigating, even if it may look like the old way, right? You have been elevated. You have been ascended into the realm of heaven, and you are now seated in Christ in heavenly places. And guess what that means? That means your reality is the heavenly reality. And you are the key to take those heavenly realities and unlock them in the earth around you. But first, before you can ever wield that power, you must let it unlock you. And that's what this message is. That's what this conversation today is. How do we allow this to unlock us so we are not afraid to go into the new with the Lord, whatever that may look like? Right? How do we create a time when we can sit and gaze at the beloved? When we can allow these spiritual realities that we're talking about to become so firm and cemented in who we are that it is normal to believe that I am revival. I'm not waiting for God to unleash something in the earth because he already did. And I am the fruit on the tree that is meant to heal the nations. I am the fruit. It's not what I do that's the fruit. I am the fruit. How do I walk out of a life where I've been told that I'm nothing and I'm a waste of space and I'm this and I'm that? How do I walk out of that understanding or that life into this life where I really believe and understand that I am, in fact, the fruit that the Bible says will be the healing of nations? So here's one of the key things that I learned even over the past year. So it's been about a year since we recorded these podcasts, because it's taken me about that long to come to a place of unpacking this revelation, to be honest. It's not instantaneous sometimes. Sometimes it is, but oftentimes it's not. Oftentimes there's a time of unpackaging, of letting it resonate inside of my heart to the point where it becomes so real that it is literally leaking out of my pores, right? And what I want to say to you, no matter where you are right now, no matter what you may be enduring and going through and coming up against, is that even though you're in that tension between two ages, and you feel that shift and you feel the change happening and you can feel this push forward, right? If you will, this momentum is what some people would call it. You feel that. You are a child of God first. This message isn't about you going out and starting a ministry. It's not about you going out and getting on the ministry team at your church. It's not about you doing a lot of things or doing a bunch of stuff, right? This message is about you realizing who you've already become. And once you realize that you've become a new creation in Christ, the things we just talked about, ministry and all that stuff, they become both natural byproducts of just you existing, and they also become less important. So we have this mindset in the church where, in many ways, we are obsessed. We are obsessed with seeing things manifest, seeing the power of God manifest in our lives, seeing the prophetic word come to pass, and all of these different things, right? But in actuality, that is not the better way. The better way is knowing that who you are is what changes. And when who you are changes, when you could become aware that who you are has already changed, it becomes very, very simple. The questions start to fade into the backdrop and you start to know and understand who you are and why you're on planet Earth. So today's podcast is going to be a little shorter than the typical ones because it's meant to be more of an intro. And I just wanted to jump into this a little bit with you guys. But here's what I want to say. If you want to hear the entire teaching that I did on the tension between the two ages, you can actually find it on our YouTube channel. Like I said, that is Lord Send Me Counseling and Training. So you can go over there and you can see it there. If you're watching this on YouTube, obviously you know where to get my YouTube. Subscribe, share the video. if not, go over there and listen to the whole teaching. Like, we really dig into, like, what does it mean for there to be two ages, like a change of age and all that. And we talk about a lot more scripture. This is meant to be a lot more conversational. This is meant to be a lot lighter, right? But the reason I started with this is because I do want to touch on the reality that there is a lot that has happened recently. And at the time of recording this podcast, it's about a week after Charlie Kirk has unfortunately lost his life. And obviously that is a horrific thing that happened. There's really no words that can be said to make that any better. It is hard. And it is horrific what happened to this young man, right? But there, even before that, you know, there has been about for the last 5 to 10 years, like, we have been experiencing a shift. We have been experiencing a change. We've been experiencing an alteration in what is considered acceptable behavior and what is not. And the one thing that I want to tell you is this. The shaking that is talked about in scripture is not coming. The shaking isn't across the timeline. We're in the shaking. We are in a shaking, right? And I really found a lot of life in the scripture in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, where it talks about we are to inherit an unshakable kingdom. Right. And in order to inherit an unshakable kingdom, then everything that can be shaken must be shaken so that it can be consumed by the power of God. And I'm going to just read starting in verse 26. Here it says, The earth was rocked at the sound of his voice from the mountain, but now he has promised once again, once and for all, I will not only shake the systems of the world, but the unseen powers in the heavenly realms. Now, I want you to think about that, the systems of this world. The reason there is no point to set your foundation in the systems of this world is because everything of the order of this world is temporal, meaning it is not eternal. It is not something you can plant eternal foundations on. So when we lay our foundation on things like earthly governments, earthly leaders, earthly politicians, what happens is we're laying our foundation on something that can be shaken. And that's just honesty. And it says, now this phrase once and for all clearly indicates the final removal of things that are shaking. That is the old order. So only what is unshakable will remain. Since we are receiving our rights to an unshakable kingdom, we should be extremely grateful, extremely thankful, and offer God the purest worship that delights his heart as we lay down our lives in absolute sense surrender, filled with awe. For our God is a holy, devouring fire. And here's what I want to say to you. If you do not know the Lord, if you truly believe that you have not planted your foundation on that holy, unshakable fire of God, if you have not planted your foundation on Christ Jesus, the revelation of Christ Jesus, right? Then I want to tell you, I will pray with you right now. I'm going to pray and I'm going to release a prayer over anyone that feels like that is them. And I want you to engage with that prayer because let me tell you something. One of the most powerful encounters that I've ever had with the Lord, it did not happen inside of a church building. It did not happen in a prayer line. It did not happen at a camp meeting, a tent meeting, or anything else. It was me in my car with the Lord. And he came and he removed every idea I had of a separation from him. And from that day on, like, and hear me when I say this, I'm not going to tell you my life was instantly perfect. It wasn't. I still had a lot of things inside that I needed to be healed from, right? But I never wondered if he was there ever again. I never wondered if I'm really in union with him ever again. I never wondered if he loved and accepted me and welcomed me ever again because I felt the tangible, undeniable presence of God. And it felt like love. It did not feel like judgment. It did not feel like condemnation. And it did not feel like strong-arming me into obedience. It felt like love that wrapped around me like a glove and left me no choice but to surrender everything to him. And so if you have not had that moment, if you have not had that moment with the Lord where you know he loves you like that, where you know that he sees you as a son, he sees you no different than Christ. The Bible says that he sees us, Ephesians chapter 1 says that he sees us as wrapped into Christ. And that mirrors that same language as what we just read in 2 Corinthians of being enfolded into Christ, meaning we're connected forever. It cannot be undone. I do not care what theology or doctrine is what it really is that you've heard that you can lose that space with him. It's impossible. You are in him and in union, and a brand new you have been formed. And so right now I want to pray and I want to release life over you. And I encourage you to, wherever you are, if you're listening to this in your car and you can pull over, do it. If you're at work listening to this podcast, do it. If you're at home, do it. And ask the Lord to show you his love for you. And I want to hear the stories of you guys that feel the presence of God, that feel the tangible presence of God wherever you are, because I want to tell you, he met me in my car. It was not convenient. It was not a church, but he will meet you where you are. I promise. So Lord, I want to thank you for each and every person that has come across this podcast, Lord. I want to speak life and liberty over them right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. And right now, I just speak that there would be right in this moment that you would make your presence known to them and that you would make your love for them tangibly known to them, Lord. I speak a binding up of every deceptive thought, opinion, and mindset that would dare set itself against the knowledge of Christ. And right now, I speak an overflow of the flood, the power that is the flood, the water, the life-giving spirit of God in every single life, flowing in every single heart, devouring and absolutely decimating every single lie that has set itself up. Right now, I speak veils to be dissolved in the name of Jesus. Right now, I speak new life to be birthed. Right now, in the bellies of every single person under the sound of my voice. And Lord, I know that your word says that you welcome into the kingdom everyone. Your word says that to those who have received him, he gave the right to become children of God. And so, Lord, right now I speak a receiving over everyone under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to thank you for listening. I want to encourage you to come back every single Friday. We are going to release these podcast episodes every single Friday through the end of the year. And I hope to see you guys next time. I hope to hear from you. So please feel free to message me, reach out to me on social media. If you're in the Cleveland or surrounding area, the church that I pastor at, I'm an associate pastor, is located in Willoughby, Ohio. We would love to see you come out with us and fellowship with us. And if you're not in the Cleveland area, then keep in touch here on social media. Bye, guys.